नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुतमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। ब्रह्मं सतापि पृच्छामो धर्मान् भागवतांस्तव यं श्रुत्वा श्रद्धया मर्त्यो मुच्यते सर्वतो भया। ब्रह्मं सतापि पृच्छामो धर्मान् भागवतांस्तव यं श्रुत्वा श्रद्धया मर्त्यो मुच्यते सर्वतो भया। ब्रह्मं सतापि पृच्छामो धर्मान् भागवतांस्तव यान् श्रुत्वा श्रद्धया मर्त्यो मुच्यते सर्वतो भया। ब्रह्मं सतापि पृच्छामो सर्वतो भया। ब्रह्मं सतापि पृच्छामो धर्मान् भागवतांस्तव यं श्रुत्वा श्रद्धया मर्त्यो मुच्यते सर्वतो भया। मतजीस ब्रह्मं सतापि पृच्छामो धर्मान् भागवतांस्तव यान् श्रुत्वा श्रद्धया मर्त्यो चते सर्वतो भया। ब्रह्मन् ओ ब्राह्मण तथापि नेवरदलेस ऑल्दो आई एम कंप्लीटली सैटिस्फाइड just by seeing you, Pruchhamaha, I am inquiring about dharman, religious duties, bhagavatan, which are specifically meant for pleasing the Supreme Lord, tava, from you, yan, which, shrutva, hearing, shraddhaya, with faith, martyaha, one destined to die, muchyate, he is freed sarvatah from all bhayat, fear. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O Brahman, although I am satisfied simply by seeing you, I still wish to inquire about those duties which give pleasure to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any mortal who faithfully hears about them is freed from all kinds of fear. Purport of the second part, as we already read first part yesterday. Bhayam or fear is caused by seeing something other than Krishna. Vitya abhiniveshatah. Everything is actually an emanation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as stated in Vedanta Sutra, Janmadi asya yatah, and as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhava, Vasudeva sarvam iti, etc. Krishna is a well-wishing friend of every living entity. Suhrudam sarvabhutanam. If a living being gives up his misguided attempt to defy the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender to Lord, certainly he becomes confident in his eternal relationship with Krishna. A surrendered soul can actually experience that Krishna is his well-being, well-wishing friend. And since that friend is supreme, absolute controller of all existence, there is certainly no cause for fear. The son of a rich man certainly feels confident while touring the estate of his father. Similarly, an empowered representative of government feels confident in the discharge of his duty. In the same way, a devotee of Krishna acting as a representative of a Supreme Lord feels confident because he can understand at every moment that the entire material and spiritual creation is strictly under the control of his benevolent master. The non-devotee, however, denies the supreme position of Krishna and therefore imagines that something is different from Krishna. For example, if a servant of a government thinks that there is some dangerous obstacles that cannot be controlled by the government's power, he becomes fearful. If a child feels that there is some power that cannot be subdued by his father, then he becomes fearful. Similarly, because we artificially think that there is something within existence that is not under the strict control of the benevolent Lord, we become fearful. Such a concept of a second thing, that is something other than Krishna, is called Dvitiya Abhivineshaha. And it immediately creates a foreign atmosphere of bhayam or fear. Krishna is called Abhayankara, which means that he destroys all fear in the heart of his devotee. Sometimes so-called scholars, distraught after many years of impersonal speculation and enjoyment of materialistic life, become fearful and anxious. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati compares such disturbed philosophers to the bound vulture in the Chandogya Upanishad. Desiring liberation from fear, such speculators unfortunately concoct an imaginary liberation, vimukta manina, and try to take shelter of impersonal spiritual existence or voidness. But the Bhagavatam, that is 10.2.32, states aruyah kruchena parampadam tataha patanti adho narada yusmat angraya. Because such speculators have not rectified their original mistake of rejecting their eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they fall from their concocted liberation and thus remain in fearful condition. Vasudev, however, is openly eager to hear more and more about the devotional service to Krishna, and therefore he states, Yan shrutva shraddhaya martyo muchyate sarvato bhayat. Simply by hearing about the pure devotional service to Krishna, a conditioned soul can easily free himself from all types of fear, and this transcendental freedom is certainly eternal. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवामिश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितामिश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। Seeking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. Brahmam stapi prichamo dharman bhagavatam stava yan shrutva shraddhaya martyo mucyante sarvato bhayat. O Brahmana, although I am satisfied simply by seeing you, I still wish to inquire about those duties which give pleasure to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any mortal who faithfully hears about them is freed from all kinds of fear. Today we will be focusing on the second part, that is C and D part of the verse. Yan shrutva shraddhaya martyo mucyante sarvato bhayat. Yan shrutva. So hearing what? Given in the first part. Dharman bhagavatam stava. So dharman, the religious duties, and bhagavatam, that which specifically meant for pleasing the Supreme Lord. So shrutva, hearing those things, those duties, religious duties which are pleasing to the Supreme Lord. So what are these duties, religious duties? So we hear from the various pastimes wherein devotees have asked about such religious duties. Here Narada is being asked by the Vasudev. The situation, the mood is, we are in the second chapter, the first chapter has just spoken about the intention of Krishna or the desire of Krishna to wind up his pastime, wherein he mentions that I have done most of my part of killing the asuras. Major part is done by influencing the Pandavas and assembling all the kings and killing them. Then he mentions that only one dynasty is remaining, my own dynasty is remaining, I have to wind up that. And then hearing this, Parikshit Maharaj asks a question that how can this dynasty be destroyed by a simple curse of a Brahmana? And that's how then the story unfolds in the first chapter of this 11th canto, wherein it's mentioned how the curse was taken place and the reason behind the cursing, how it was done under the control of the Supreme Lord. Though the Brahmanas cannot generally curse anyone, and what to speak of the sons of the Krishna. And then after this cursing has happened and all the munis who were there, they went little ahead of Dwarka. Vasudev, Narada remained there, because Narada generally likes to travel. He goes to the places. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that Narada Muni would often visit to the Yudhishthir Maharaj. Prabhupada mentions that in this Kali Yuga, generally demigods does not come. Till Dwapar Yuga, demigods would come, and even the people of this earthly planet, they would go and visit to the Swargaloka. So Arjuna, we saw, he visited Swargaloka, and Narada Muni now and then would come and visit Yudhishthira Maharaj. So here Narada, in Dwapar Yuga now of course, he is coming and visiting to Vasudev. And when he visits the Vasudev, Vasudev is aware. Now the mood is Vasudev heard about the curse of the Munis. And naturally when he heard the curse that everything will be destroyed, so he understood that Krishna would be winding his pastime. Krishna would be leaving. So then he's thinking now, oh, Krishna is going to leave. So generally the fear comes that Krishna is leaving. So such, of course, his fear is a transcendental fear. There's something known as a good fear, transcendental fear, many kinds of fear. So here we are talking about the Vasudev. That fear is actually affection, which is out of affection, which is causing the fear. Generally, fear leads to the frustration. And some fears are good. This is transcendental fear, and here the fear, some fears are good. Say for a student, the fear of exam. Or for a speaker, the fear of presenting something. If he does not have a fear, then he will not study. So there is something known as a good fear, which helps one to study nicely. And there is something known as a transcendental fear, which is not because of the material attachment. It is because of the spiritual affection and fear of losing Krishna. So Vasudev here is in that mood, and when the Narad Muni approaches, therefore he is telling, Yan Shrutva Shraddhaya Martyo Muchante Sarvato Bhayad, that any mortal who faithfully hears about them, that is about the Bhagavad Dharma, is freed from all kinds of fear. So this is the scenario in which he is asking to the Narada, who has just come there. He first tells him, in the previous verses we saw that if when the Narada Muni just comes to his home, Vasudev tells him first that you are like a your visit is like a father to your children, is for the benefit of all the living beings. You especially help the most wretched among them, as well as those who are advanced on the path towards the Supreme Lord. So he says that you generally visit to the wretched person and also to the Uttam people. We see that he visits the hunter, he also visits the Yudhishthira Maharaj, Vasudev, and it is for the benefit of all. And then he says in the verse 5, Bhutanam deva charitam dukhaya cha sukhaya cha. So when the devatas, they come, they lead to the fear and also to the benefit, happiness. They cause happiness and distress. If somebody worships them, then there may be happiness and distress that may come. But when the great saints like you have accepted the infallible Lord, they result only in the happiness of all the living beings. Because you have accepted Supreme Lord, from you only comes the happiness. Somebody may think that how can you curse them? But even that curse is also a form of happiness. Ultimately, spiritually it leads to the happiness. Just like a doctor doing a surgery. Looks painful, but ultimate result is benefit. Another example is given is that when the government or a judge, he gives punishment. Looks like cruel thing, unhappiness. But actually it is happiness. Why? Otherwise, if he is not given a punishment now, in next life he may have to go to more punishment. So in one sense when we talk about the happiness, it is not something like happiness of immediate sense enjoyment. Happiness in the longer run. So he says that by your visit, it is only the happiness and it is only happiness. But by demigods, sometimes happiness and sometimes distress. Not necessarily always happiness. And then verse 6 he says, Bhajanti ye yatha devan, devapi tathaiva tan, chayeva karma sachivaha sadhavo dinavatsala. Those who worship the demigods receive reciprocation from the demigods in the way just corresponding to the offerings. The demigods are attendants of karma like a person's shadow, But sadhus are actually merciful to the fallen. So demigods are also bound. They themselves are not free. They themselves are binded by the laws of karma. For their activities they are responsible. So how can they help others? They cannot remove the sinful activities of the people. But the pure devotees of Lord, they are free. In the sense, they never perform sinful activities, so they are free. And they can help the living entity to become free from the sinful reactions by guiding them into the devotional service. And then now in the verse 7 he speaks about, by hearing you, or by hearing about the Supreme Lord, the Bhagavad Dharmas, one becomes free. But the way he is asking, he can also read about the Bhagavad Dharmas. There are many books which tells about the Bhagavad Dharmas. But he is telling, he is asking him. Though in the spiritual level, rasa level, he may be the highest. He may be the higher, vatsalya bhav with Krishna. But now he is asking, still asking. So showing that, he is playing the role of a varnashram system also. He is asking about Bhagavad Dharma, the highest dharma, transcendental activity, but he himself is following the varnashram dharma also. He is asking to a saint who has come to his home. Though junior, he has come. So the mood is of a pure devotee, wants to hear from anyone, but he is following the varnashram system also. So sometimes when we talk about the Bhagavad Dharma, we think that it's only pure devotional service. And we sometimes may deride the varnashram system. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in CC, when he talks about the various levels of surrender, so then he did not reject the, he rejected the varnashram. But he rejected varnashram as a goal. Because goal is the love of Godhead, pure devotional service. But he did not reject the varnashram as a lifestyle. That is always needed. He himself is following. And we can see the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his examples also, he followed the varnashram system. When Devadasis were singing about, sweetly about the Lord Jagannath, he was so affected. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he loved that thing and he just ran towards the singer, wanting to embrace. Who is singing so sweetly? Not knowing some Mataji is singing. And there, his devotees stop him. And when they say that it's Mataji who is singing, he says, oh my God, you have saved me, otherwise I would have to commit suicide. So he's following Varnashram. Chota Haridas case, he's again following Varnashram. Though he was loving to him, but because he, as a brahmachari, did not follow his Varna of not looking at the Mahishi, some old lady even though, he was sent for some service to the old lady, but he happened to look lustily. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him. Why? Because as per the Varna, he was not supposed to do that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was playing a role of a proud pandita of Navdeep, still he would offer obeisances to the saintly people, to the Vaishnava or to the sannyasis. Ishwarpuri happened to come there. He stayed there for two, three months. Whenever you would see him, he would go and offer respects. He got married first and then wife died. He again got married. Though he knew that he is going to take sannyas later on. Why? Because house without a wife is useless. And he was young, so he has to get married. So he followed such activities showing that varnashram is needed as a lifestyle. Many instances, and that's why we see that when the devotees, here Vasudeva is asking to Narada. So when devotees, when we ask them or they know what is needed, so they instruct accordingly. Not necessarily, sometimes they may instruct about one to follow particular dharma. Say in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Vidura approaches to, he comes back to Hastinapur only for one reason, for his brother Dhritarashtra. And to his brother Dhritarashtra, what instructions he give? He tells him not about the Narottam, to become Narottam, the pure devotee. He does not instruct that. He himself was a pure devotee. He could have instructed his brother to take pure devotional service. But what is the qualification of Dhritarashtra? He was old. Krishna was there with him. Pandava's pure devotees were there with him. But what he landed up with? Only offending them. So if Vidura comes and tells him again about taking shelter of pure devotee and doing that, he is not eligible. Nor his capacity, being old. So it is suggested that if a person who is old and attached to the household activities, not able to take shelter of the Supreme Lord, at least at the time of death, leave the home and die in such a place where nobody knows. And that is the lifestyle of a dhira. A dhira is the one who at the end of the life, till then he has not done anything, at the end of the life, he leaves everything without anyone's knowing. Even the Sanjay, his secretary, did not know. So he suggests him become a dhira. And that's what he did. He lifted him. Somebody may say that he did not give him pure devotional service. No, he lifted him up. And by that, he attained, he gave him the process of Ashtanga Yoga, by which he following which, he at least attained the stage of transcendence, liberation stage, though not the service of the Lord, at least the liberated stage he achieved, which otherwise he was just staying at home, doing nothing. So in this way, the devotees of the Lord, they instruct accordingly. To Arjuna, Krishna suggested what? He said, when he was fighting, or he gave up the fighting, he said, I will not fight. He gave that knowledge, and in that knowledge he said, Ma Manusmaran Yuddhacha, that you remember me while fighting. Because when in the 8th chapter, when Arjuna is asking a question, what is Adhyatma, what is Adi Yagya, and then 7 questions is asked, and the 7th question was, how can one remember you at the time of death? Prayana Kalecha Katam Mam Jayasi, how will I know you at the time of, how do the people know you at the time of death? So Krishna at that time, he mentions, Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Bhava Tejata Ante Kalevaram. So whatever state of being one remembers at the time of death, that stage one will remember. One will achieve. So Arjuna may think, okay, good, I will simply remember Krishna. Why to fight? So Krishna instructs him, for you, Ma Manusmaran Yuddhacha, you remember and fight. So that's how Krishna, he asked him to remember him and fight. Same Krishna to Uddhava, in the 29th chapter of 11th canto, Uddhava, who is on a stage of Vanaprastha and Sannyas, he tells him, go to the extreme north, extreme south, Himalayas and Badrika Ashram, and there wear a tree robes, and then a tree bark as a robe, and then give eat only roots, and slowly, slowly give up that also. So, he, to such a person, he instructed something else. To Arjuna, he instructed fight, perform Varnashram system, along with the remembrance of Krishna. So Krishna instructed that. Vidura to Dhritarashtra, he instructed in the Mahabharata, it is mentioned, there is a Vidur Niti. So, Vidura, he instructs to the Dhritarashtra, what all duties one has to follow, because Dhritarashtra at that time was a king. So he instructs him, do this, follow this Varna, follow this way, rule in this way, this is the proper way. So all the religious duties he instructs him. And same Vidura, in 1st canto, 13th chapter, where Dhritarashtra quits home, Vidura, when he comes back, he tells him, quit now, become a dhira. So, we see that somewhere transcendence is focused, somewhere Varnashram is focused, somewhere other part is focused. So the instructor knows the capacity and he knows what is best. Many such examples are there. Even to the Yudhishthir Maharaj, the Mahajan, Bhishma. Now you see the two Mahajans saying different thing. Bhishma, as a Mahajan, is telling to the Yudhishthir, when the Yudhishthir went there, and Narada instigated him to ask to the Bhishma Pitama. And then when he asked the cause of his sorrow, then lamentation, then Bhishma Pitama, he instructed him in the principles of religion, how governance to be done, how a king should act, All this instruction he gives him. Why? Because for a king, whatever is needed. So he is not looking at himself and thinking that, okay, I am dying now, and what you have to do as a king. He does not speak only about Krishna. Though he was dying, he was in his last stage. But still, he is looking at his audience and he is telling him what he is supposed to do. And same, another Mahajan, Sukhdev Goswami, when he is meeting Parikshit Maharaj, who is on the verge of death, 7 days only to live, what he suggests him? He just tells him about the Bhagavad Dharma, pure Bhagavatam. He tells him about that. So the two Mahajans acting differently. So the Bhagavad Dharma, when we talk about Yan Shrutva, Bhagavad Dharma, so that Bhagavad Dharma not necessarily means pure devotional service. It's a pure devotional service for Lord, but Varnashram, which is meant also for pleasing the Lord. And that's why here, Narad Muni is asking to the, Vasudeva is asking to the Narad Muni. We see to the Prachetas also, Narad Muni, when he meets the Hayeshwaras, then he tells him to the 10,000 sons of the Daksha Prajapati. He tells him, now Daksha had sent his sons for what? He has ordered him to perform austerities, or basically he ordered him that you generate the Praja. Daksha was a Prajapati and he wanted his sons to do his work of generating the Prajas. So he asked them to do the generation of Praja. And these people, they went for austerities so that a good Praja would come. But the austerities that they were performing was mentioned like a Paramhamsa. So much austerity. Narad Muni seeing that these people are qualified for being a sannyasi, why they should engage in or get entangled in the household activity? So he instructed them different from what Daksha Prajapati, who came from the Brahma, a left hand thumb of the Brahma. So he is instructing him in that way. So we see, he instructed in that way, and again to his another lot of 1000 sons which was sent, he instructed again. And the way he instructed was in an analogy form, not directly that you take sannyas. He instructed him that, okay, there is a place you have not seen the whole earth. There is certain place where there only one hole is there, and people can, who enters inside does not come out. There is a water flowing on the both direction. In that way he maintained some allegorical form, and these people were intelligent enough to understand. So they understood that, okay, one who goes there, so that is a spiritual world which is very, very rare to go, and one who goes there never comes back. And then this river flowing Prakriti, both direction, destroys and again manifests. So many analogies were given in that. So when an instructor instructs, he instructs, and a person who knows what is to be decoded, he understands it properly. And that's why he instructs them to, okay, become a sannyasi. Not directly, indirectly. So many such examples are there, wherein these devotees of the Lord, they know the audience, they instruct accordingly. Sometimes when we focus too much on transcendence, then we become irresponsible. And sometimes, say for example, if somebody in a grihastha ashram, and he thinks that, okay, I have to just perform bhakti, and he does not perform his responsible acts of taking care of his family, then that creates a trouble. And he cannot say that, okay, transcendence, Bhagavad Dharma is only we should focus. And no, but even he has to perform his other duties also, Bhagavad Varnashram duty. And at the same time, if a person who has performed his duty, now he has gone more than particular age of 50 or so and become old, and still he keeps on focusing on Varnashram, thinking on peeping on the activities of what his children has to do, though they have grown up, then that will lead problem to the person. Why? Because now is the time to give up. So in this way, if we just focus only on transcendence, it creates a problem. On other side, if we focus only on the Varnashram, that again is a problem. So in this way, a devotee of a Lord, they are sensitive to the need of the audience. Say for example, Govind Prabhu gives this example. All these examples they shared by our Radhigaula Prabhu. We were discussing in some classroom and he shared all these examples about this Bhagavad Dharma and Varnashram. So he was quoting about Govind Prabhu, wherein he said that when we cook the rice, what all things we need is, we need rice, the knowledge of cooking, we need ingredient, we need particular flame, utensil. So all these things are needed. But along with that, the understanding, a person who knows that this rice, where from it is coming, who is growing, farmer is growing. That farmer is able to grow because of what? Rains. Rains are coming because of what? So all these things, a person comes to know when he becomes sensitive, when his knowledge increases, when he becomes advanced. So in this way, these devotees of the Lord who are advanced pure devotees, they are very sensitive. They understand the audience, they understand the thing properly, and that's how they are able to guide or suggest. Sometimes it is mentioned that the devotees of a Lord are more merciful than the Lord. Because you see, the Lord mentions, surrender only, then I will take you, remove all your sins. Lord suggests in Gita that those who are sinful, do not approach them. Those who are not ready to follow now, do not approach them. Do not give this method. But the devotees of a Lord, they take all the risk. They take all the risk and they give the path. In Tattva Sandarbha, when Jiva Goswami, he mentions, he starts with the Mangalacharan, six verses, and the seventh verse he says that if somebody who is not fully pure, not pure and worshipping the lotus feet, or one whose only desire is to worship the lotus feet of the Lord, should read this book, Tattva Sandarbha. Others, I curse them. So now somebody may say that, oh, how is this? We cannot read. But then there it is mentioned that when these devotees are saying like that, the mood is that for their benefits of the readers, so that the readers do not take it cheaply. And there the example is given. Gopi Pranandhan Prabhu, he gives the example of a government judge. The judge, he punishes a person. Then it may look like he is cursing him or something, punishing him. But it is for the betterment of that person. Otherwise, in the next life, he will have to suffer manifold times the reaction. So these devotees may sometimes say like this, but the intention behind that is to understand the deepness about this book, about the author who is writing the book, about the subject matter, and take it seriously. So the devotees of the Lord, they are merciful. They allow one to go through, read it in a proper mood. In that way, they are more merciful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to show this, that is only by the mercy of the devotees. That's how. Yan shrutva shraddhaya martyo. Shraddhaya. Second words comes this shraddhaya. Who gives this shraddha? It is given shraddha. It is said that when ado shraddha sadhu sangha bhajana kriya. So this shraddha, it comes even before shraddha. There are two more things. That is satam kripa. In the first canto it is mentioned that satam kripa, then mahat seva, then guru padashray, and then comes the shraddha. By that comes the shraddha. How does the shraddha come? By the mercy of the devotees. Here Narad Muni, he is preaching all over the world. He is doing that, why? Because he himself has experienced. He got mercy by somebody who are preachers like that. Generally somebody in a temple, we see that is a book distributor. He may have got some book while somebody distributed him. So he feels inspired to distribute the book. Somebody comes by IVAS preaching program. So he feels inspired to do IVAS preaching. Why? Because he got the mercy through life. Here Narad Muni, he is preaching all over the world. Why? Because he himself got purified or got mercy because of the preachers, Bhakti Vedantas. There he mentions that the mercy which he got was not because of his good activity. Not because he was serving humbly, which he was doing, but Bhakti Vedantas did not give mercy just by seeing the good qualities of a Narad Muni, that he is serving nicely. Otherwise, if that would happen, then this Bhakti Vedanta would be prejudiced to give mercy based on the good and the bad behavior, and not on the based on the quality of a Bhakti Vedanta as looking equally. to those who are bereft of good qualities and those with good qualities. In the sense that if Bhaktivedanta should give Narad Muni a mercy by seeing his good qualities, then this Bhaktivedanta would not be a Samadarshani, because they saw the good qualities. Generally we do like that. When we see somebody serving nicely, our mercy flows more. And somebody is not serving, hatred also comes. But Bhaktivedantas, when they are showing mercy to the Narad Muni, it is not because of his good quality. Because the mercy, there is no cause for that. Then how do the devotees give mercy? It is just like that. Sometimes mercy comes, sometimes it is not there. In 10th canto, there is a mention of the autumn season and the rainy season, it is mentioned that in the mountains, the rivers or the canals are being, the water comes to the canal from the mountains sometimes. Sometimes to some canals only the water gets. Not always. So similarly, the devotees of the Lord, they give mercy to the some and not to others. In the sense, those who are eager to hear, receive, they give them. Many examples, Narad Muni. Then we have Prahlad Maharaj giving to the school children. Then to the hunter, Narad Muni giving to the hunter. Then Bharat Maharaj giving to the Rahugana, King Rahugana. What was the qualification of these people? No qualification. It's just coming. Because of the karuna of the devotees, the compassionate nature. We see Prabhupada also going to the West. What was the qualities of the Western people? Prabhupada's karuna. Prabhupada said that, I give you qualification. Because devotees asked that, what was our qualification? What did we do that we got this mercy of bhakti? So then Prabhupada said, no, I made your qualification. So it's by the mercy. And that mercy leads to the Shraddha. In Sajjan Toshani, you see the devotees, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote Sajjan Toshani. For whom? Again, the name itself suggests. Sajjana Toshani. Toshani means one who gives Toshana, the pleasure to the people, to the devotees here. Sajjana, to the Sat people who are interested in eternal aspects. So Sajjana, for them, Toshani. So the book or the periodical which is giving pleasure to the devotees of the Lord, or those who are interested in the transcendental sat activities. The sat jana toshini, he wrote it. In that sat jana toshini, it is mentioned about the back to Godhead, how one can go. And Srila Prabhupada took that and he wrote his magazine and he gave the same name, back to Godhead. So you see, the devotee is always ready to give some, in what way people can absorb in certain activities. It may be any, which will help them. Kaushalya, her husband died. Ram was banished. What is left for her? We never hear about that. But Kaushalya, she was engaged as a head of some gurukuls. She was absorbed in doing those activities. So absorption in something by which one can remember Supreme Lord, engagement in something. Yashoda, when Krishna was there, she was totally absorbed in singing about Krishna's activities. When Krishna was in front, serving Krishna. When Krishna was not in the front, remembering Krishna's activity. So this absorption is what liberates one. Here when it is mentioned that, Yan Shrutva Shraddhaya Amrutyo Muchyante Sarvato Bhayat. So fear which is caused when anything apart from Krishna, Dvitiya Abhini Veshetaha, anything apart from Krishna, when one focuses, then comes the fear. People who are about to die, when I was small, I would ask my mother about what happens after death. Because sometimes I would hear that some friend's mother has passed, father has passed. So I would suddenly become, because never came across such thing. So I would think that, oh my God, I cannot think about staying without father and mother. So when I went home, I would ask my mother, you know, what is this fear, what is this death? And immediately, oh, should not talk like this. So I would always think that, what is this? And why, what is that? So when I heard when some psychologist is mentioning in a booklet that people do not talk about fear, why? About death, because there is a fear. There is a discomfort about talking about the things wherein, when we hear that I will not exist, it's a fearful situation. Why? Because, and that's why, all because the death is one spot when everything, all our attachments are have to be surrendered without our will. So the fear is caused by attachments, by our desires. So any desire which is dvitiya abhivineshataha, which is not Krishna, connected to Krishna, it leads to fear. That's why here Narada is Vasudev is asking, tell me about Bhagavad Dharma. Yat syat yan shrutva shraddhaya mrutyo muchyate sarvato bhayat. Even in the second cant of Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that the first chapter, first step to God realization. That's why for fear, the person who is dying, the first step, the first thing that is mentioned is Bhaktivedanta Hospital. I know that some doctors were telling that a person who is dying in the deathbed, they are not leaving their body. So what do they say? They call all their relatives and tell them, don't worry about your son, don't worry about your daughter, don't worry about this or that. I will take care of them. You know, the other relatives, they come and tell that we will take care. And immediately it is seen that a person who is holding and not dying leaves the body after hearing that. Why? Because they had a fear that who will take care. In the first canto, when Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he hears that his his uncle and aunt, Gandhari and was not there, they left. He became fearful in the sense that, in the good sense that, what they will eat, where they will live, they are blind. So there Narad Muni, or there it is mentioned, Narad Muni, Vidura, he mentions, he first gives him the knowledge about the body and the soul. So to remove his lamentation, he talks about philosophy. He did not say that they went to they went to the north, where Saptarishi Ganga flows and goes to that Saptarishi Ghat. He did not mention that. Why? Because if he hears that, he will want to go there. What will happen to them? So he first talks about the philosophy. Just like Krishna talks to Arjuna about philosophy, soul and body. Why? Because one needs to know about this knowledge to remove that fear, immediate fear of the death. So this fear of death is there always. And Narad Muni gives nice instruction about the fear of the death. He tells, you are thinking, but you yourself are grasta in the, just like a serp, a person who is bitten by the snake, how can he help others? And in this world, it's the nature of the world that higher living entities, they will influence lower entities, exploit. Apadani padani cha, those without legs will influence with legs, those without hands will influence the people without hands. So with hands mean human beings, they in certain religions where eating of animals are allowed, so they feed on animals. So those without hands feed on those with hands, that is animals, without hands, that is animals. And those animals means those having legs, without, they feed on those without legs. So the animals feeds on plants without legs, the plants. So that is the nature. So everything happens by the will of Lord. He says that Narada, that people come together and they separate by the will of Lord, not by one's own deeds, not by one's own power. So in that way we see that this fear is mitigated when we hear about the such transcendental acts or philosophies. May it be a general philosophy of a body and soul, certain fear, but ultimate fear goes off by hearing about the Lord. In second canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, where it starts with the first step to God realization, talks about Virat Roop. Why? Because the knowing about, for neophytes, knowing how great is the Supreme Lord is needed. Only then they can take to the personal hearing about the sweet Lord. 10th canto. That's why 9th canto one has to go through to understand the importance of the power of Krishna, his creation, the majesty of his creation. Only then one can appreciate the sweet pastime, nectarian pastimes of Krishna. And that removes ultimate fear. Otherwise, even the people who are aware of the body and the soul may get liberated, but they may not get the real happiness of serving Krishna. In first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that what pious deed. Pious means the spiritual pious deeds, when we say, talk about that. So what pious deeds these friends of Krishna would have performed, that they are playing with Krishna. So jnanis may get liberated, but cannot approach Krishna. what to speak of touching Krishna. Karma kand is forget only. And about this Gopal, what deeds they have done? So that's why first step in God relation, knowing about Virat Roop. But in that, Sukhdev Goswami, he mentions to the Parikshit Maharaj that the ultimate things by which one can remove the fear is hearing about the Supreme Lord's activities. It is mentioned, तस्मात् भारत सर्वता सर्वात्मा भगवान ईश्वर हरि श्रोतव्य कीर्तितव्यश्च स्मर्तव्यश्च च भयाम्. सो टू रिमूव द फियर, तस्मात् भारत सर्वात्मा भगवान ईश्वर हरि. हियर अबाउट सर्वात्मा, दैट इज सुप्रीम लॉर्ड सुपर सोल, भगवान सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, ईश्वर हरि, डिफरेंट नेम्स. व्हाई डिफरेंट नेम्स आर मेंशनड? बिकॉज any kind of person, maybe a jnani, maybe willing liberation, or maybe a pure devotee is only willing Krishna. So here we see Sarvatma, those who are after liberation, they are advised to take shelter of Sarvatma, super soul. Those who are Raganugas, Raganuga Bhakta, they are asked about to take shelter of Bhagwan, the beautiful son of Nanda Maharaj. And those who are performing Vaidhi Bhakti, for them Ishwaro Hari, who is the Ishwar of everything, that means Ishwar of the senses also. So this Vaidhi Bhakti, they are mostly they are doing Bhakti. So but intention again is to they have to control their senses in doing that Vaidhi Bhakti. In Vaidhi Bhakti one has to control the senses, so that final intention is to get the love of God, come to the stage of Raganuga and other levels. So that's why here it is mentioned, Tasmat Bharat Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwar Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyas Cha Smartavyas. One has to hear first, and then do Kirtan, and then by hearing and doing Kirtan, one can remember about the Lord. Then in the 11th verse, of these three, it is mentioned, if somebody asks, what about of these three, what is more important? Hearing, chanting, or remembering? So therefore, it is mentioned in the 11th verse, etan nirvidyamana nam ichatam akuto bhayam yogi nam nirpa nirnitam harer namanukirtanam. Harer nam anukirtanam. So chanting of the names of the Lord is most important. Now you may say that how can one chant the names of Lord without hearing? So when we are talking about chanting of the names of the Lord, the chanting of the names of the Lord first will come when somebody has the Shraddha, when somebody gets the mercy, which we already spoke that it comes only by the devotees, not from Krishna. Because if Krishna gives mercy, then Krishna will be prejudiced to giving mercy to some and not to all. Then he will become partial, which he is not. So it is not Krishna who gives bhakti. Only the devotees of the Lord, they give they give mercy. Then is Krishna no role? Of course, devotees of the Lord, they give, and Krishna is always, it Krishna who gives actually. So one cannot say that Supreme Lord is not involved. But the real thing is that it's only by the devotees one gets the mercy. And that's why here you see Narad Muni, Vasudev is asking Narad Muni, please. He's eager to hear from him. Is he eager to hear from about the Bhagavad Dharma? So that's how chanting of the holy names of the Lord is very important. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in CC, we see that he, when he was a Pandit, he shows that, he was showing his proud behavior. Why he was showing that? And then when the devotees were praying that, may you become a devotee, why don't you chant the names of God, why don't you become a devotee? So Nimai Pandit at the time would say that, I will surely, by your blessings, one day I will. What he is showing there? He is showing that by only by your mercy can I become a devotee. He is a Supreme Lord, but only by his mercy he can become a devotee. Now he is Amartya, Chaitanya Charita Amrit, the Charita or the character of a person who is Amrit, who is immortal. It's only by immortal person can something come. one can get liberated. So he is asking important, he is showing by his own example that only by your mercy, devotee's mercy, can I become a devotee. And that's how the Ishwarpuri comes and he takes shelter of the Ishwarpuri. So we see that even the Supreme Lord, though he is amartya, he has no fear. Here it is mentioned that those who are martya, by Bhagavad Dharma, hearing about them, will get away from fear. But here Supreme Lord himself is showing that I myself approach the Supreme Lord. He is amartya. Even we read Bhagavatam, hearing which we get liberated, that Bhagavatam is also coming from him. That's why it's apaurushya shabda praman, only praman, tattva sandarbha. What is the praman? Ash paurushya shabda praman. So shabda praman, apaurushya, coming from somebody who is immortal. And that's how Bhagavatam is coming, and it's apaurushya. That's how we are here, hearing about this. Yan shritva shraddhaya marto muchante sarvato bhayat. And we are fortunate that we have this association of this ISKCON, wherein Srila Prabhupada has given us this, Srimad Bhagavatam, the commentaries. Chaitanya Charitamrit, again, when he was at a time when he did not have even a penny to print the books, when he was writing his first Bhagavatam canto, he would sell those, get money, and then pay to the for papers. For papers, he did not have a money to print. So, by his lot of pains, we are getting all this ready-made. And because of his heavy preaching, we are now examples of other devotees seeing whom, following whom, we also have examples along with the book. So, it's only up to us to now to hear and serve them and perfect our lives. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.